shoe shopping should be fun and full of surprises. DSW has never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices. From sneakers to boots and everything in between, DSW makes it easy to discover the styles you love and maybe even a few you didn't expect. Whether you're shopping in-store or online, you'll always find fresh looks at prices that make sense. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Calm and Confident. Today we are diving into a topic that can feel as tricky as entangling Christmas lights setting healthy boundaries for success. Ever feel like you're constantly being pulled in a million directions? Like your to-do list is longer than your arm, and saying no feels impossible? You know that feeling when your inbox is exploding, your phone won't stop buzzing, and suddenly you've got everyone else's needs prioritized over your own? Yeah, I've been there. But trust me, setting boundaries isn't about becoming reckless or letting people walk all over you. It's about creating space for yourself to thrive mentally, emotionally, and yes, even professionally. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let anyone just barge into your house unannounced, would you? Boundaries are similar, except they apply to your time, energy, and attention. And when you set them right, you create a life that feels more balanced, intentional, and ultimately successful. So, how do we actually go about doing this? Buckle up, because I've got 5 key takeaways that will empower you to become a boundary-setting boss. First things first. Recognize your worth. You're valuable, capable, and deserving of respect. Don't underestimate the power of knowing your limits and communicating them clearly. It's not selfish, it's self-care. Think about those movie marathons you pull off, or how you crush the deadline at work that's your energy and focus in action. Second, practice saying no gracefully. This one can be a tough pill to swallow, I know. But remember, you don't have to justify yourself or give a lengthy explanation. A simple thank you for thinking of me, but unfortunately, I'm unable to commit right now is often all that's needed. It's like politely declining that extra slice of pizza. You're being kind but firm about your own needs. Third, prioritize your time and energy. What activities truly bring you joy and fulfillment? Which ones drain you and leave you feeling depleted? Think of it like investing in a stock portfolio. Put your resources into what's going to yield the best returns in this case, experiences and pursuits that nourish your soul. Fourth, learn to delegate effectively. You don't have to do everything yourself. Surround yourself with people you trust, and don't be afraid to ask for help when you need it. It's not a sign of weakness, it's a smart strategy for maximizing efficiency and achieving greater success. It's like having a dream team, everyone plays to their strengths. Finally, be consistent. Setting boundaries is an ongoing process. There will be times when people push back or try to test your limits. But remember, you're worth it. Stay firm, communicate clearly, and don't be afraid to reiterate your needs. It's like mastering a new dance move practice makes perfect. Okay, let me paint you a picture. You're at work, facing that mountain of emails, when suddenly your colleague pops by with yet another urgent request. Now, I know the scenario feels familiar, right? That feeling of being pulled in every direction, overwhelmed by the sheer volume of demands. But here's where those boundaries come into play. Instead of automatically saying yes and letting that task consume your day, take a moment to breathe. Acknowledge the request politely, then calmly explain that you're currently prioritizing another project and offer an alternative solution. Maybe suggest the check with someone else or schedule a time to chat later. See? You've managed the situation effectively while still being respectful and helpful. So, let's recap those key takeaways. Recognize your worth. Practice saying no. Prioritize your time and energy. Delegate effectively and be consistent in enforcing those boundaries. Remember, setting healthy boundaries isn't about shutting people out, it's about creating space for yourself to thrive. It's about investing in your well-being so you can show up as your best self, both personally and professionally. Now, go forth and set those boundaries. Take action today by identifying one area where you could use a little more structure and control. And don't forget to share your thoughts with me on social media. Let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, stay calm, stay confident, and keep crushing it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.